Dayako, Walter. Walter Dayako, born the 19th of June 1909, died the 9th of January 1978, SS Untersturmführer, was an architect employed by the Auschwitz Central Construction Office. As head of the planning department, he was deeply involved in the construction of the Auschwitz-Birkenau camp, including the crematoria, see index entries in Metonio 2023, Part 1. On 16 September 1942, together with Camp Commandant Huss and the head of the concentration camp Hossala, Dayako visited a, quote, experimental station for field incinerators Aktion Reinhardt, unquote, near Ludge, operated by Paul Blobel, where it was decided to procure construction material for the erection of such a facility in Auschwitz, same source, pages 155 and following. It is unknown what this incinerator was for, but since the Aktion Reinhardt included looting the property of Europe's Jews deported by National Socialist Germany, it is likely that these field furnaces served to burn useless or ruined Jewish property. Mainstream historians assume that Blobel was conducting cremation experiments with victims of mass murder at the Hellno camp at that time, in the context of the so-called Aktion 1005, which in itself is highly dubious. Moreover, Hellno was some 60 kilometers away from Ludge, so Dayako went to the wrong place. Furthermore, there is no documental or anecdotal evidence that a field furnace was ever built at Auschwitz. Instead, both Crematoria 2 and 3, which became operational in early 1943, were equipped with waste incinerators that allowed for the incineration of combustible material of all kinds, Metonio 2017, pages 73-81. In addition, if we follow mostly implausible witness statements, mass cremations at Auschwitz are said to have been conducted simply in pits on piles of wood, without the use of any construction material. See the entry on open-air incinerations for more. In 1972, Dayako was put on trial in Vienna, together with his former colleague Fritz Ertel, for their involvement in the construction of the Birkenau crematories, which are said to have been equipped with homicidal gas chambers. The court had court accredited architect Gerhard Dubin evaluate the blueprints for these buildings, which had been drawn by Dayako's department under his supervision. The result of this assessment was that the rooms in question could not have been homicidal gas chambers, and they also could not have been converted into such facilities. Not the least due to this expert report, which subsequently disappeared from the court files, the two defendants were acquitted. Luftel 2004, Farrissen 1991, pages 59 and following.